ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. In our hymns today, we will be reflecting, as we are in our liturgy, on the narrative of Passiontide, which is proclaimed on this, the Sunday next before Easter, or Palm Sunday, if you will. That Christ came into Jerusalem one day to sweet Hosanna's ring, and then rode on to die. Palm Sunday's gospel is bursting with themes and lessons for our edification, the capriciousness of human nature, the repentance of Judas, the jealousy of the chief priests, the sardonic, masterful power plays of Pilate, and the faith of the centurion. But I'm struck by those lines in what will be our final hymn later today, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. The tune is not as haunting as that of our first hymn, whose melody, I think, is matched perfectly to the eerie dissonance of children singing while Christ rides to his death. Instead, it's a bit of a romp, and its lyrics bring a question to the forefront of my mind. Surely, in coming into Jerusalem, Jesus could have just walked in like everybody else and not made a fuss. That must have been the most humble and understated thing to do, right? But most of you, I'm sure, are well ahead of me here, and we understand why Jesus took a colt to ride in. He was doing what he did best, brilliantly upsetting the expectations of the world and exposing the pride and bitterness of our hearts. He was redefining what messianic kingship looked like and transforming the definition of power. On that day, the colt became a victor's steed, the martyr's palm became a scepter, and later thorns would become jewels in his crown. Since the 4th century, Christian pilgrims have gone to Jerusalem to reenact this procession into the city. And so what is it that we should emulate here today? Humility, of course, but more than that, humility which tells a story. And this is a tricky thing for Christians. Our enacting is important, and performative humility is important, which is something of a paradox when you look at the other parables where we're told to do things in secret and in quiet. So how do we as Christians performatively act with humility and transform power dynamics? Again, it's that question of how do we live Christian lives today? And the answer is still as tough as it ever was. By forgiveness and choosing the lower place. And all of these can be public and plain, not ostentatious, but public, as signs of the Christian life in the world. Today, power is transformed, and we see a king whose kingdom is not taken by blood, but by blood given. It's not by military victory, but by the martyr's fiat. And now he hands to us that same palm, the heavenly scepter. May we lead the procession not only with our lips, but with our lives. Amen.